Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 13, verses 16 through 22. Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt, and with an uplifted arm he led them out from it. For a period of about 40 years he put up with them in the wilderness. When he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land as an inheritance, all of which took about 450 years. After these things, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. After he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will.'"
King David made mistakes, yet he was called a man after God's own heart and was used mightily by the Lord. What set him apart was the priority he placed on his relationship with the Father. David delighted in knowing God and sought him earnestly. When he wrote, "My soul thirsts for you, my flesh yearns for you," it was a declaration that God's love was better than life. He pledged to praise the Lord all his days. David viewed life from a God-centered perspective. In his writings, he marveled at the Lord's creative power in the world, expressed reliance on him for protection and strength, and proclaimed allegiance. He also prayed fervently and frequently, lifting up requests and expectantly awaiting a response. Both praying and worshiping fueled David's trust in the Lord, and his faith sustained him throughout life. As a shepherd boy protecting sheep from wild animals, as a young man facing the giant Goliath, and as God's anointed leader over the people of Israel. The Psalms reveal that David desired to know the Lord and sought his guidance. Likewise, Paul urges us to prioritize knowing Jesus so our faith will rest on the power of God. May we give Christ precedence over all else in our life.